6 Ave Maria to learn more. That's 1-866-283-6274 or visit schwartzinvest.com.
This is full-time Catholic radio for Southeast Michigan, 990 WDEO, Ypsilanti, Detroit, or on the internet at WDEO.net.
And now, Heart, Mind, and Strength. You're listening to Heart, Mind, and Strength with Catholic psychotherapist and author Dr. Gregory Popcheck and his wife and co-author Lisa Popcheck. Every weekday at this time, Greg, Lisa, and friends help you find faith-filled answers to questions about marriage, parenting, and the people who drive you nuts. So join us for the next hour as we explore how to love and serve the Lord with our whole heart, mind, and strength.
Love you, Lord, with my heart, mind, and strength.
Hello, everyone. You are listening to Heart, Mind, and Strength. I am your host, Catholic psychotherapist, author, Dr. Greg Popcheck.
And I'm Greg's co-host, Catholic Family Life Coach, Lisa Popcheck.
And we're taking your calls at 877-573-7825. Again, that toll-free number, 877-573-7825. Hope you had a great weekend, and I wish you all a very happy Monday today, which sounds sort of like a, you know, an oxymoron, right?
It does.
Happy Monday? But, you know, it can be a happy Monday if you feel like you are connected to God's grace and have the tools you need to start moving forward with real confidence, a real sense of purpose, a real sense of confidence and power that we can accomplish all things through Christ who strengthens us. So if you are struggling in your marriage, if your kids are driving you a little bit crazy, if you personally are having a tough time with depression or anxiety or anger or despair or frustration or any other emotion that is weighing heavily on your heart, causing your mind to swim or your strength to fail you, we're here with the tools and answers you need to start living your life more abundantly. 877-573-7825. Also today we're going to be joined by Julie and Frank Loboda. They are the past international coordinators of Retrovi and present Retrovi ambassadors to the Pontifical Council for the Family. We've been going through the four different personality types that they talk about in Retrovi. Today we're going to take a look at the fourth type, the catalyst. We'll be finding out more about what that's all about and how the catalyst can be a blessing in marriage and some of the challenges that that catalyst personality presents as well. Talking to them, plus talking to you about all the stuff that matters most in your life. Pick up the phone, give us a call at 877-573-7825. With that, let's start with our prayer in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence and we thank you for the opportunity that you are giving us to spend this time with you and all the good people who are tuning in right now. We ask your blessing, Lord, on this hour, that it would be a time of blessing for all of those who are struggling in some area of their life or relationships. We ask you, Lord, to be with us in all things so that our hearts might be filled with your love, our minds with the peace that this world cannot give, and that you might strengthen us with your grace, that we might be able to walk after you, carrying our cross, not just to the hill, but also to the resurrection that comes after that cross. Lead us, guide us, and transform us. We ask all of this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Mary, seat of wisdom.
Please, Mother, pray for us.
Well, we're going to be taking your calls in just a few, as well as being joined by Julie and Frank Loboda from Retrovi. But right now, it's time for Living in the Word, where we take a look at a verse from Scripture that reminds us of God's faithfulness and our response. This week's Living in the Word comes to us from Psalm 34, verse 4. I called the Lord, and he answered me. The Lord delivered me from all my fears. What an encouraging verse, and I know that there are a lot of folks out there who are afraid right now, afraid of difficulties in their finances because of the economy, afraid of challenges that they are facing in their marriage or family life, afraid personally that they don't have what it takes to rise to the challenges that life is flinging at them. And if you find yourself in that place, I want you to commit this verse to memory and know that God is with you, because he does walk beside us, and he will deliver us from all our fears. It's helpful to take a moment to remind ourselves of that every once in a while. Again, it's Psalm 34, verse 4. I called to the Lord, and he answered me. The Lord delivered me from all my fears. Amen.
Amen.
We are taking your calls at 877-573-7825. Again, that toll-free number, 877-573-7825. But joining us right now, Frank and Julie Loboda, the past international coordinators for Retrovi, present Retrovi ambassadors to the Pontifical Council for the Family. We've been talking for several weeks about the four personality styles that Retrovi discusses, and we're going to continue that conversation today when we look at the catalyst. Frank and Julie Loboda, thanks so much for joining us today on Heart, Mind, and Strength.
Hi there.
Thank you.
Hey, guys. Good to talk with you. Well, let's see what. Let's briefly, Julie, why don't you start by recapping those three styles that we talked about before we get into this fourth style, the catalyst.
Sure. First, we talked about the organizer, who really values being dependable. We also talked about the thinker, someone who is a real problem solver. And last week, we talked about the helper, who is really esteemed for being a good listener and really focuses on relationship with other people.
And Frank, these personality types are important because they bring both strengths and weaknesses to the relationship, correct?
That is correct. And in each case, they can mesh with or grind against another personality style and create issues or harmony in our relationship.
All right. Well, let's talk about this last personality style, the catalyst, and really kind of explore some of the blessings and some of the challenges that the catalyst brings to any marriage. Julie, why don't you start us off?
The blessings that a catalyst would bring to the relationship, I know this well because I'm married to one. A catalyst is fun and spontaneous and has a can-do attitude. Sort of like that movie, Fill the Dreams, you know, if you build it, they will come. Well, you know, the catalyst can dream big, can make things happen, and loves to have an impact. You know, they go by their gut, but they are people who can just get things done because they're dreaming so big. They may require the help of others to put all the pieces together, but they have a lot of talent and skills, and they are really very energizing to the whole crowd. They energize everyone because they have this huge attitude of, you know what, we can get this done.
Which is a wonderful thing, especially for women if they have a husband like that, because if you get that kind of, you know, he's the leader of the ship kind of thing, he can really get us through any storm. But what are the drawbacks of this?
I think some of the drawbacks is, as a catalyst, I'm always kind of doing this vision casting, looking forward at my life, at my relationships, and to a fault, there's always something out there that I'm looking for, maybe not settling or satisfied in the long term with a job or with a relationship, and to a fault can be stubborn at times and believe that I'm doing what's best for everyone involved rather than taking a look and listening to others.
So the catalyst then has a very strong sense of vision, but can kind of get caught up in that vision sometimes and forget that there are other people in the household who have other needs as well, is what you're saying?
Yeah, and there
exactly.
are details to be, yeah, there's details to be taken care of. And you might have this big plan, but how you're going to get from point A to point B might be left up to the helper or left up to the organizer who's going to come along and help you get there. Like, a classic example, our 15-year-old said just this last week, you know, I'd love to go on a mission trip to Africa. And she tells this to Frank, and all of a sudden, you know, at conversation then at dinner, Frank's like, I think the whole family should go on a mission trip to Africa. So boom, in a matter of a minute, we went from, you know, our 15-year-old daughter having this dream to, oh, let's let all six of us go to Africa. And it's that sort of big thinking and big dreaming that a catalyst is famous for.
And unless they have that person who can help them work out the details of, okay, where's the money going to come and who's going to make the plane flights and who's going to get all the shots for the whole family and all of those
right.
things. And this sounds like, you know, oh, well, that doesn't happen very often. But I do know couples who, you know, the husband will say, we're going to add on to the house. And he's picked up a sledgehammer and made the hole in the wall without ever calling a contractor or making a plan or anything. It can really be
And it's sort of appalled
difficult.
When his wife is upset because he's like, well, it's obvious that we need more space. We've talked about how we need more space. I just decided to do something about it. You know, is that sort of the idea?
You work out the details,
yeah.
honey.
Yeah.
Always
yeah.
rationalize that vision and that bigger thinking by saying, well, we've had a 3-second conversation about this, and here's where I thought we were going.
You know, one of the things that kind of gave me an ache in my heart as you were talking, Frank, is the idea of the catalyst who always is looking for that next big thing, and so maybe doesn't feel very contented in the marriage, or even if he or she does, the message out there is one of, no, I really am not very satisfied with you because I want to know what your next dream is. I want to know what the next thing we're going to do is. And I think that can leave the spouse feeling rather insecure and maybe hurt by that kind of a personality, couldn't it?
Oh, I know that's exactly what happened in our relationship. As I continued to look for different career path or, different relationship path, it created a deep, deep hurt in our relationship, and Julie paid for it. So, yes, absolutely.
So, Julie, of these this catalyst personality type, one of the things we haven't really discussed before, I mean, is there a personality style that the catalyst goes best with and clashes most with, or are there just challenges and strengths with each combination?
Challenges and strengths with each combination. There is no set, you're a thinker, you really ought to be marrying a helper. Or if you're an organizer, you really ought to be marrying a catalyst. There's no two ways about it. There's no mathematical formula.
Not like a Chinese astrology signs or something.
No,
you could
no,
end up
praise,
with anybody.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. And God has it all figured out, and we just can't wait to hear what he has to say when we get to heaven.
But with these different combinations, I mean, there are certainly different, as I said, strengths and different challenges to be worked out. And so now you identified Frank as more of this catalyst. What is your personality style, Julie?
I am definitely an organizer.
Okay, and so what are the challenges that go between those two styles?
It really is Frank having all of the big ideas, and me having to follow up with a plan of action and how we're going to get. You know, the work details work out, the kid details, the discipline, the money, the you name it. And so we have to really sit down and work together on each step of the way of any idea that either one of us comes up with.
And, Frank, what's your experience of that?
I think Julie's exactly right. That for me, I'm blessed to be married to someone who is willing to sit down after I've thrown out an idea like let's go on a family mission trip to Africa and really take a look and see, is it really possible? You know, this is a great dream. Is it really possible? So being married to an organizer has been a blessing for me. I know for her at times, looking on this on our relationship as a dreamer, I don't take criticism very well. So
well, I was going to say, it's almost like the catalyst, you know, if as soon as, say, the organizer wants to say, let's talk about the tales, it would be easy for the catalyst to feel like somebody was raining on their parade.
Absolutely. You know, we can be very charismatic, and we use this to get what we want, but when we don't, man, look out, because we don't handle criticism very well, and we can be absolutely stubborn and stuck to our ideas for a long, long time.
And for my part...
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Julie.
Oh, well, for my part, I really had to learn to not just shut Frank down and roll my eyes and say, oh, that's another one of his harebrained ideas. I can't do that, because if I shut him out completely as a spouse, well, then that's exactly what I've done. I've shut him out completely. So I have to stop and say, okay, tell me about this. How do you feel about this plan? What do you see it looking like in the future? Where do you see us, you know, do you see us doing this now or a month from now? So I can't automatically say no, or I'm really cutting at the heart of who God made him.
Yes, and it puts that the person who's married to a catalyst very quickly into that parental role instead of the spousal role, which can bring all sorts of issues into a marriage very quickly. I think it's very easy, especially with this particular one, as we've discussed the four personality types here. I think people can say, oh, I'm sort of this and sort of that, but this one is so dynamic that it really is so illustrative of the differences in spouses, because this one can really blow up in your face. And I think that if you're not a catalyst, it's very easy to say, well, then that's the person that's wrong. You know, the catalyst is the one who's just the big troublemaker, where really the catalyst is going to feel exactly the same way about their spouse if they're married to a different personality type, because it's, you're the one holding me back. You're so stodgy, or you're so worried, or you're so whatever it is, detail-oriented, that I could be, you know, such a success. I could be, a star in the sky if you weren't holding me back. So there can be a lot of negative feelings that come with any of these personality types, but I think especially one that involves the dynamic with the catalyst because it is so larger than life.
Yeah.
Amen. I totally agree.
Yeah, and but one of the positives that comes from that, Lisa, is that the blessing that I receive in being grounded by Julie's personality style and understanding that we work with well with one another and that when I throw this idea out, I can appreciate and realize that she's going to listen to the idea, and then we'll go from there.
Well, Frank, talk to us a minute about that, because there was definitely a time in your marriage where you weren't seeing the blessings of that. You weren't seeing each other in a very good light with your personality differences. And it was really Retrovi that helped you figure out what the blessings and the gifts were that each of you brought to the marriage. Can you talk a little bit about how you made that mental transition on your Retrovi weekend from you're really the bad guy, each of you feeling that way about each other, to wait a minute, there's something that you really do have to offer and there's something that I should be accepting of. What was that transition like for you guys?
Well, you spoke to it a little, alluded to it a little bit when you said before about becoming the parent. And one of my favorite lines to Julie in our misery used to be, you treat me like a child. Because I didn't believe that she was listening and taking my ideas to heart. And I think once I got over the mental cruelty issue of her not listening and realized that she was and put myself in a place where I'm out there just as far as anyone with regard to where I want to be in life and where I'm going and have to kind of backpedal and realize that this is a two-way street. It became apparent to me that I was equally at fault with regard to our personality styles.
And how about you, Julie? What was your experience? I think we're having some technical difficulties.
I think we are as well.
Well, we appreciate their reflection, though. Are you there, Julie? Are you there?
I am here.
We've got it back.
We had a slight technical problem there.
All right. Well, let me ask you that same question then, Julie. I mean, you know, from your perspective on the Retrovi weekend, you know, you have these different personality types. You weren't aware of them before. You just knew they were clashing. Now you come into this greater awareness of it. What difference does it make? And how did you make that mental shift from seeing Frank as the enemy to seeing him as maybe bringing something to your table?
You know, Retrovi was such an eye-opener because I went there with the luxury of thinking, you know, this is at least 99% Frank's fault. We're about to get divorced, and it's all because of what he did. And I went there, and lo and behold, God showed me that, you know, there's another contributor here to the breakdown of your marriage. And it's me, because I spent so much time focusing on the details and the action of taking care of the kids, taking care of the house. Well, I wasn't doing anything to love my husband, to act lovingly toward him, to take his thoughts and ideas into consideration. You know, I maybe just thought Frank was off on some, you know, another harebrained, you know, I'm going to go have fun and to heck with all of you guys. But he needed me to partner with him, to say, you are still my focus. Our relationship and our marriage comes first and not the kids. And that is what I learned, that God showed me that mightily on our Retrovi weekend, that everybody needs a good catalyst. Everybody should have a catalyst to just energize the whole crowd and take you to places that God knows you can get to.
Frank and Julie, I want to thank you so much for highlighting these four different personality styles and talking about the strengths as well as the challenges of each style and interacting with them. If folks would like to learn more about what Retrovi can do for their marriage, where can they go?
They can go to helpourmarriage.com.
Helpourmarriage.com. Frank and Julie Labota, thanks so much for being with us today. God bless you guys.
Thanks. God bless you, Greg and Lisa.
That's Frank and Julie Labota of the past international coordinators of Retrovi, present ambassadors to the Pontifical Council for the Family for Retrovi. They join us every week to talk about how Retrovi can bless marriages and is blessing marriages all over the world. 877-573-7825. If you're struggling in your marriage today and you're not quite sure where to turn for faithful, effective help, we are here to help you get the answers you need to start living your marriage life more abundantly. Of course, we're not just talking about marriage. We're talking about whatever is going on in your life. If you've got some parenting issues that are driving you crazy, personal struggles with those neighbors, those in-laws, those outlaws for that matter, you personally getting in the way of your own happiness or your experience of God's grace, and you're not sure what to do about it, we're here to help. 877-573-7825. What are your questions? Let's talk it out together on Heart, Mind, and Strength with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popchak back after this.
Are you looking for softness, warmth, and comfort on a carpet that you can sink your toes into at the end of a long day? Introducing Tigressa Soft Style, the softer, stronger carpet, now only at Independent Carpet One Floor and Home. Tigressa carpets have a silkier feel, deeper color, and longer wear than any other carpets. Get special introductory prices on Tigressa now and take advantage of great financing. Independent Carpet One Floor and Home on Wayne Road in Westland.
If you're a registered nurse who has at least 1 year of experience in home care, has a strong desire to work with the elderly population, is very dedicated and needs good benefits with flexible hours, come and join our team at John Paul Home Care. We have excellent packages for full-time and part-time positions, including highly competitive salaries. All interested parties are welcome to fax their resumes to 248-423-1722. That's 248-423-1722.
Hi, this is Father John Ricardo, inviting you to join me as we explore some of the deepest questions that arise in our hearts, questions that shape the way we think, the way we speak, and the way we live. For all of these questions, Christ is the answer.
Father John Ricardo has begun a new Theology on Tap series for young adults. The overall topic is relationships. The subject of our program this week is friendships. Also discussed were using another person, love, temperance, sensuality, lust, and abstinence. Listen to Christ is the Answer Wednesday evenings at 8, Saturday afternoons at 5, and Sunday mornings at 11 on 990 WDEL, 1440 WMIX, and AveMariaRadio.net on the Internet. Christ is the Answer is brought to you by the Ave Maria Communications Guild.
Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the image of the invisible God. He points us to our destiny. He reveals the dignity of the human person. He is the one who makes known the Father. Christ is the answer.
I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck, and we are taking your calls at 877-573-7825. If you're struggling in your marriage today, or maybe your kids are making you just a little bit crazy, oh, as only kids can do, right? Or you personally just can't get out of your own way and get your life in gear today. Well, we're here to help. 877-573-7825. Again, that toll-free number, 877-573-7825. Our email address
is radio@exceptionalmarriages.com. And right now we're going to Mary in Michigan.
Hi there, Mary. Welcome to Heart, Mind, and Strength. How can we help you out today?
I have a question. I just am curious if you have any recommendations for a doctor or a counselor in Michigan, Saginaw area, even Ann Arbor, that's only 2 hours away.
Hmm. Can you tell me a little bit about
my 18-year-old?
Hey, what's the situation? What's going on here, Mary?
He's dealing with depression. Mm-hmm. And
is he in school right now? Or
he graduated from high school in the end of May, so he's going to be about starting college, but he's working midnight shift right now. But he's dealing with depression, and he mentioned to me yesterday he's afraid he might hurt himself.
So he's thinking about, he's actually having thoughts about hurting himself?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think that you would definitely want to get a local evaluation. I don't have a specific recommendation of somebody in your area. I would start by doing two things. One, I would contact your pastor and see if there are any psychologists that he would refer to in your area. But you want to get him into an evaluation, because anytime somebody is having those sorts of thoughts, you know, it's important that you get you check it out and take it seriously. Now, when he talked about that, did he give any indication of more details about whether he had a plan to hurt himself at all, or
he
that plan out?
No, he just said, "I'm afraid I'm going to hurt myself." He didn't.
Okay.
He's just been dealing, and I know he's been dealing with depression all summer.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it runs in the family.
Is there a particular reason that things have really hit him this summer?
No, I think he's dealt with it for a long time, and he's told me for years that he thinks he has attention deficit disorder, and I've never really wanted him to be on any drugs or anything, and so I haven't really done anything about it. But I think it's to the point where he needs to see somebody.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I absolutely agree with you, and I think that, you definitely need to follow up with somebody. Now, I Kara, our producer, has found somebody that is actually a supporter of the station and is kind of hooked in with our program as well a bit. So I'm going to ask you to stay on the line, and
okay.
Kara's going to give you that information offline, okay, because we're all
okay.
over the country. But definitely you want to follow up with a face-to-face consult on this as quickly as possible. Talk to this person, and she'll be able to give you an evaluation of how best to approach this. It may be that it might be helpful for you and your husband to be involved in the treatment as well, because even though he's 18,
mm-hmm.
generally speaking, adolescents in individual therapy don't tend to respond terrifically well to treatment, but they do pretty well whenever mom and dad are involved also.
Okay.
There's something called attachment-based family therapy, which just basically means that we're working to create better lines of communication between the young person and the parents, and also increase the parents' ability to counsel the young adult
mm-hmm.
In between session, right? Because you know the therapy helps, but unless you can beef up the resources on the home front, then you know you're kind of out there figuring things out for yourself in between sessions. So if a therapist can coach you and your husband on how to best support him as he's launching, then that's really your best bet. So I'm going to again stay on the line. Kara's going to give you the name and information for somebody in your area that you can follow up with there. Okay, Mary? Thanks so much for the call. 877-573-7825. You know, I was just looking at a study. We talked about this briefly last week, but I was just looking at it again before the show. The rate of anxiety and depressive disorders among college students is higher than it has been in generations. There are more kids who are really having a tough time finding their bearings and really struggling. And, you know, Mary's on the right track, because I think that a lot of times parents think, oh, well, you know, my kid, they'll go to college, they'll get settled in. Yeah, this is a scary transition, but it's all going to be fine as long as I just get them to school and just leave them there, and they'll find their feet again, and it'll all work out.
Sure, a lot of parents are really under that misconception that college is the best time in your life. You're just going to have such a great time. It'll be wonderful. And really, we're talking about a generation of kids who don't really feel like they can have a lot of hope for the future. You know, even 5 years ago, young people who went to college thought, wow, I'll get out, I'll get a job. Sometimes their expectations were a little higher than they should have been. Now we're looking at kind of a bleak picture, and they're not feeling quite as hopeful about the future. And just the transition into college can be such a difficult experience, because they're out on their own for the first time. They're living with strangers. The emotionality of that and the change of you know, social group, they're completely on their own. They don't know anybody. They're trying to find their way. They're trying to get through learning, you know, in a brand new learning system without mom and dad being there at all. And face it, even through high school, a lot of us are still checking up and making sure they're doing their homework and everything's taken care of, and suddenly they're on their own. And a lot of kids don't feel like they can call mom and dad. They feel like if they do, they'll be viewed as a failure, that they would not make their parents proud. And so they don't say anything at all, and they end up really going under.
And, you know, the surprising things for a lot of parents is that, you know, parents might say, but I never put that kind of pressure on my kid. I would never give them that impression. But, see, kids do that to themselves. They want to launch. They want to make us proud. They want to get out and feel like they can accomplish these things. And a lot of times, you know, they're itching to go, but at the same time, they don't have the resources to succeed. And so that's why it's important for moms and dads to still be involved in our kids' life, even once they've headed off to school. And it is a big time of year where that transition's happening for a lot of folks who, you know, the kids either went off this past weekend or will be going soon to college. And remember to stay connected. Make sure that you are taking an active interest in what's going on. No, you don't have to be breathing down their necks. No, you don't have to be in everything. But you do have to be a presence in your child's life, especially if they are no longer living under your roof and attending school, perhaps even for the first time, because they need to know that that secure base is still there for them, even once they've launched out to some degree on their own in college.
And, of course, in many colleges throughout the country, this past weekend was the weekend that the freshmen showed up for orientation. I know that we welcomed a young lady here that we got to know in the Boston area when we were speaking in Boston this past summer. We got to know the family at the conference, and we just welcomed her here yesterday, I know that one of our friend, very best friend's daughters left for college yesterday. And if it hasn't happened to your freshman this weekend, it's probably happening within the next few, depending on whether they're on those quarters or those trimesters. And it's a much larger transition than we like to give it credit for, and it certainly is for parents as well. And sometimes we lose sight of how much our kids still need us because we're so busy saying, they're going, they're leaving us. Now what's going to happen to me, whether for good or for bad? Some of us are thinking, wow, they're gone. Now I get to turn their room into, you know, my chapel or my sewing room or, you know, now I get to do all those things that I haven't done for the last 18 years. Or we're having that empty nest syndrome where we're thinking, what does happen to me now? This child has been 90% of my energy for 18 years, and now they're gone. I'm not going to see them till Thanksgiving. What do I do now? And so we get very inwardly focused, trying to figure out how this transition is going to affect us, and we forget that even though we're at a distance, we are really still very needed as parents, and we have to keep our pulse on the emotional life of that kid, even though they may be hundreds of miles away.
Parenting is the job that really keeps on going, but it is a blessing, too. And if you're struggling to find that blessing, again, we are here to help, no matter how old your kids are or how little they might be. 877-573-7825 is the toll-free number you can call to join the conversation about living life more abundantly and loving God and each other with your whole heart, mind, and strength. 877-573-7825 for your questions about marriage, about parenting, about dealing with all the difficult people in your life, including the most difficult peoples of all. That'd be kind of, you know, like you sometimes, right? Each one of us is our own worst enemy at times. And if you're tired of being your own public enemy number one, let's find some answers for that. 877-573-7825. Again, the toll-free number, 877-573-7825. We'll be back with more Heart, Mind, and Strength than you coming up right after this.
Are you worried about your investments and the moral practices of companies in which you've invested? I'm George Schwartz, the founder of Schwartz Investment Counsel, a registered investment advisor established in 1980. If you're a pro-life investor and are concerned about your investments, the Ave Maria division of Schwartz Investment Counsel may be able to help you. Our firm has experienced professional analysts and portfolio managers who thoroughly research companies from an investment point of view and from a moral perspective. We are nationally known as a leader in the growing field of morally responsible investing. To learn more, give us a call, toll-free, 866-AVE-MARIA, or visit schwartzinvest.com. In my new book, Good Returns, I explain morally responsible investing and our successful approach to finding profitable investments. My friend, Hall of Fame coach Lou Holtz, has written a terrific foreword for my book. I think you'll really enjoy reading it.
Call 1-866-AVE-MARIA to learn more. That's 1-866-283-6274 or visit schwartzinvest.com.
This is Henry Root, your host for Putting On the Mind of Christ. Each week we go into the Ave Maria CD library. We pull on a talk or two to see what our Lord might have to say to us. Most of these talks are recorded at area gatherings and conferences. Most of the speakers are nationally known. The topics are varied, but they are all centered on the Lord, and they all are worth your listening time. You're back for Mass. It's not yet dinner time. Why not sit back and join us? Be fed on the Lord. Listen this and every Sunday afternoon at 3 for Putting On the Mind of Christ on 990 WDEL in the Metro Detroit area and 1440 WMAX in the Saginaw Valley. Putting On the Mind of Christ is brought to you by the Ave Maria Communications Guild.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Heart, Mind, and Strength. I'm Lisa Popcheck.
I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck, and we're taking your calls at 877-573-7825. Again, that toll-free number, 877-573-7825. If you'd like to shoot us an email,
send it to radio@exceptionalmarriages.com.
But we're here for you, whether we're talking about marriage problems, personal struggles, or parenting issues. It doesn't matter what the situation is, whether it's big or small. If you need some help, give us a call. Hey, that rhymed. I didn't even know it.
You're turning into the Cat in the Hat.
Well, let's hope not. I just
no, he was a real troublemaker.
I don't look good in those hats. And yeah, exactly. You know,
I was such a stick in the mud when I was a kid that it actually used to upset me when anybody read me the Cat in the Hat.
Why?
I was like, that cat shouldn't be allowed in the house. How can a cat be such a troublemaker and make such a mess? He's going to get those kids. I was like, really? Like, it frightened me that those kids were going to get in terrible, terrible trouble and the house would never get cleaned up. I just, it not like paralyzed, frightened me, but just annoyed me. Like, what are they doing? Like, and you know, one of the things, I was one of the original latchkey kids. You know, my mom had to go to work when I was very, very little. And the idea of letting a stranger in the house, it was like terrifying to me. So the Cat in the Hat, like, really freaked me out. And I find myself, when I read it to our four-year-old now, I'm like, should he be allowed in the house? And she's like, no. It's like this big moral tale for me.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's...
The Cat in the Hat suddenly becomes, you know, this...
That's really idiosyncratic and a little disturbing, actually.
It is. I've got my own little things, and this is one of them. You don't let strangers in the house, especially cats in the hat. I mean,
oh, my gosh. 877-573-7825. You know, we all have our little quirky sides, right?
And that
But if your quirky side is starting to erupt into a big old problem that you just can't beat back no matter what you do, we're here to help give you some new tools to help you be charmingly quirky instead of pathologically self-destructive.
Which we hope I've fallen to.
877-573-7825.
Let's go now to Mary in Texas.
Hi there, Mary. Welcome to Heart, Mind, and Strength. How can we help you out today?
Hello. I was calling because my husband's having a really hard time right now. Just a lot of things are changing. And I wanted some advice on just how to be a good supportive wife for my husband.
Well, can you tell me a little bit more about what his experience is or what your concerns are exactly?
Just honestly, I'm just trying to get some... I honestly don't know what to say.
The reason I ask is because, you know, when you say how can I support him, I mean, it sort of depends on what he's going through, you know, and how it's playing out in your life, you know, how is he acting in response to these changes, you know, what is his behavior or mood that he needs supported through?
He's really just sad and just sad.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know exactly how to support him in these times.
And how long has it been going on that he's just been so sad?
Maybe a few weeks.
Okay.
Now, Mary, we need to know, is this a sadness that was brought about by a traumatic event, like a death in the family, or is this more of a depression that's been sneaking up on him?
More like depression that's sneaking up.
Okay.
And is he getting any kind of help anywhere for this?
No, but we're looking.
Okay, and that's got to be the first thing, making sure, because, you know, guys don't like to ask directions, much less go to therapy. And so I think that, he, you know, being willing to go with him, even if you might say, well, he's the one with the problem, you know, it's helpful to be somebody who can kind of coach him through it and who's learning how to be a good support while he's getting that counseling. And if the two of you are going together, it's not necessarily marriage counseling. It's called conjoint therapy for depression. It's when you go with the people that you love so that they can learn how to support you while you're learning how to get stronger and healthier too. And I think that would probably be your best bet for helping him deal with this. I'm going to ask you to pick up a book called Feeling Good, The New Mood Therapy by Dr. David Burns. Really excellent resource. I'm not sure, I don't know if your husband's much of a reader or not, but either way, one of you should read it and kind of start talking through some of the techniques that are in there. It's an excellent resource that has been shown even on its own without you know, a therapist or without medication to have a pretty significant impact on decreasing depressive symptoms. Really excellent resource. Yeah, Feeling Good, The New Mood Therapy by Dr. David Burns, B-U-R-N-S. If you're looking for counseling, now, you know, is your husband thinking about hurting himself or any of those kinds of things, or just sort of just sad?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, if you, I don't know if you have somebody locally or not, if you'd like to look for some local resources, CatholicTherapists.com is a good referral source. If you'd like to work with us for the Pastoral Solutions Institute, we do a lot of work with folks who are struggling with depression and anxiety and other issues, and we do it in this conjoint context that I was describing to you. If you'd like to learn more about our services, you can check us out online at ExceptionalMarriages.com. That's one word, plural, ExceptionalMarriages.com, or you can just call to make an appointment at 740-266-6461. What we do is we use a lot of Dr. Burns' techniques, but we've integrated some of the traditions of our faith. So, for instance, where Dr. Burns will talk about some of the thoughts that pass through our heads, we actually integrate Ignatian principles of spiritual discernment in there to kind of try to figure out, you know, what's the spiritual warfare that's going along with those thoughts that pass through our heads, and how can we more effectively cooperate with grace so that we can come against those false thoughts and start to discover what God is asking us to do or what he's saying to us to lead us out of that darkness. So those are just some basic ways to get you started. You know, the thing is, when your husband is kind of complaining, or whenever he's ruminating, I guess, because a lot of times when a person's depressed, one of the hardest things to overcome is this tendency to ruminate. You just turn stuff over in your head over and over and over again, and you feel like you're working hard on your problems, but really all you're doing is you know, just sitting in one place and revving the engine, you know, and it feels like work. What you want to keep trying to do is bring him back around to, and I, you know, honey, I understand how sad you are, or how frustrated you are about this, or how angry you are about this, or whatever his feeling is, right? Affirm the feeling. But then try to gently challenge him to think about solutions, right? So say, you know, I get how upset you are, but, you know, what is it you're proposing to do? What would you like to do if you could do anything to respond to this? How would you handle this? Or what resources do we need to get? You know, keep gently trying to bring him back around to a more proactive frame of mind. Because if you can do that, you can help him access what tools he has available, what resources, that sort of thing. But the more you just kind of let him either withdraw into himself or just sort of talk about how miserable and upset he is, the worse it actually gets, which is not to say that you should shut him down. It's that you should let him talk, but redirect that talk into a more resourceful frame of mind. Does that make sense, Mary?
Completely. Thank you so much.
Yeah, so those are some places to start. And like I said, if you'd like to either go to CatholicTherapists.com for a local referral or check us out to find out more about the kinds of things that we're talking about with you here today, how we could work with you and your husband to really break through that darkness of that depression and start finding the light of Christ once again. You can learn more, again, at ExceptionalMarriages.com or by calling to make an appointment at 740-266-6461. We're going to add your husband to our prayer list here on Heart, Mind, and Strength, and do please keep us posted on his progress.
Thank you.
You bet. 877-573-7825. Once again, that toll-free number, 877-573-7825. Depression is not something to fool around with. You know, we've had two calls so far that speak to this challenge of depression in general. And, you know, we have a tendency to think, oh, you know, it'll pass. So life is just hard. We're having a bad couple of days, bad couple of weeks, bad couple of months. And it does start to suck our lives dry.
And, of course, depression is one of the hardest things to go and get the attention that's needed for it because it drains your energy. So the idea of picking up that phone and making that call to find somebody who can help you and possibly getting there is kind of overwhelming. It's one more thing that you don't feel like you can really handle, and so it has a tendency to get a great deal worse before treatment is actually sought.
You know, but the good news is once you get the appropriate treatment, the depression is very responsive to treatment. And whether we're talking about just psychotherapy or psychotherapy combined with medication, when you get the kind of support you need, a vast majority of people who struggle with depression do get better. So don't hesitate to seek appropriate and, when possible, faithful support for your emotional challenges. We're taking your calls at 877-573-7825. We're here to talk about hope and healing and wholeness that is possible for you when you apply the best research that counseling psychology has to offer and integrate it with the great traditions of our faith. Check it out, 877-573-7825, for relief from those tough marriage, family, or personal struggles. You're listening to Heart, Mind, and Strength, and we'll be back with more of your questions, comments, and insights coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Denha-Garmo, co-publisher and editor-in-chief of the Chaldean News. A new church opens in Sterling Heights. Holy Martyrs is welcoming worshipers to celebrate Mass and join the parish. This is the ninth Chaldean church to open in Michigan. We feature that story on the cover of the September issue. Also, Cheryl Dickow has provided excerpts from her new book, Our Jewish Roots. It's about Jewish women in the Bible being positive role models for Catholic women today. You can read that story this month, as well as the story about the latest Chaldean to be ordained a priest. Get your copy of the Chaldean News and learn about this ancient community living in modern times. You can subscribe or advertise today. Join Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Papa's Pizza. Log on to www.chaldeannews.com and learn more.
Hi, this is Teresa Tomio. Are you a Catholic business owner? We all know in tough economic times, some businesses do better than others, and yours can actually be one of them. It's all how you target your advertising. When you display your business in the CatholicBusinessPages.com online business directory, you're letting people know that you're out there. And we're not talking about expensive. We're talking about rates starting at less than a dollar a day. So check it out. Go to CatholicBusinessPages.com and enter the promo code AMR and save.
Ann Arbor Smiles is a state-of-the-art dental practice led by the talents of Drs. Dan Kennedy, Chris Marzoni, and Stephen Gray. One of their many satisfied patients is Debbie Herbeck, the wife of Fire on the Earth host Peter Herbeck.
For the past 25 years, our family has been going to Drs. Kennedy and Marzoni, and we've been receiving quality dental care. And one of the things we love about going there, besides all the friendly faces, is that the dentists really do know us, and they're really there to serve the needs of our family.
Go to AnnArborSmiles.com today.
Welcome back to Heart, Mind, and Strength. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and we are taking your calls at 877-573-7825. Maybe you're in that place where you just happened to come across your marriage license, and just on a lark, you thought, you know, I'm going to check the back of this thing for an expiration date.
Yeah, maybe it's just like a lease, and then at the end of 3 years, I get to trade them in for a new model.
Or, you know, maybe you're feeling the same way about that birth certificate for your kids. You know, again, you know, these are common enough feelings, but not really a place you want to go, right? And you don't want the thoughts pass through our heads, but let's just let them pass on through. And if they start to linger, though, pick up the phone and give us a call at 877-573-7825. Again, that toll-free number, 877-573-7825. We will help you find those faithful, practical, effective answers that you need to start living your marriage, family, and personal life more abundantly. 877-573-7825. Our email address
is radio@exceptionalmarriages.com. Greg, we have an email from Bob in Texas who writes, "Hi, Dr. Greg and Lisa. My wife's vacation is coming up this month, and she's been begging me to take her and our two kids on a Disney cruise. I agree with her that we need to have a vacation. We haven't had one for 5 years due to Little League Baseball. But right now I know we can't afford it. We have credit card debt, two old cars, and continuing expenses with travel due to the baseball schedule. Catholic school tuition is due next week, and of course the normal bills and living expenses of a household of a growing family. She works very hard all day, and so do I. And I'm struggling with the idea because I want to be able to give her a vacation, but it seems crazy to get into more debt for just 5 days' worth of fun. I don't think I'd be able to have fun on a Disney cruise just thinking about the debt that I'd be accumulating. Anytime I suggest doing something else, going to a state park, an indoor water park, anything, she shoots me down and says, same old thing. God knows I need a vacation too, but I'm happy just being with my family. Furthermore, not coming to an agreement is affecting our marriage and family. She's very short-tempered, impatient, and mean, and walks around the house saying, I just can't go on anymore. What should I do? Please help, Bob.
Well, Bob, thanks for the email. Yeah, and I agree that you need to get away. And I, you know, in the first part of the email there, I was thinking, what's this sort of fascination with Little League that's actually been keeping you from taking a vacation for the last 5 years? It sounds to me like your poor wife's a little burned out there. That said, you know, I obviously, if you can't afford a cruise like your wife is proposing, you need to find something else to do. But I think that the challenge here probably is that she's afraid that if you go do this, these kinds of things, that you're still going to be, you know, too close to home still, too caught up in all the stuff of everyday life, still in the patterns that are exhausting her that she's hoping to escape from by taking such a big vacation.
And if I can try to mind read for her a little bit, which I don't often like to do, but we're talking about a mama here who's been either giving up her kids and her husband to Little League for 5 years, and that's probably feeding you and whatever child or children are doing Little League because, hey, you know, it's what you love. But mom, probably not so much. There's probably a side of her that, you know, really wants to really get away, just the family, be entertained, have some of those massages and couple time that that kind of cruise promises to give you guys. And if she's really walking around and saying, I can't go on, this is a lot more than just about a cruise. What she's saying is she's feeling completely emotionally empty, that the marriage isn't feeding her, that the family life isn't being fueled the way it needs to be. And she's looking for that radical shift in 5 days to be able to fix everything.
Now, I agree with you that there's not going to be anything that happens in 5 days that's going to fix it all. But you could kind of take a look at maybe shifting some things up. And I guess the first step would be asking her, what is it that she imagines would happen on this cruise vacation that she's proposing as opposed to any other vacation? You know, really, really gently press her, because you need to understand what is it that she imagines she would be able to get from the vacation she's proposing as opposed to any other vacation. Now, your goal in all of this, since you can't afford to take that vacation, is to, you know, really try to understand what exactly it is that she's hoping to gain, so that then the two of you could talk about other more affordable ways to pursue the same end. And beyond that, to talk about what kind of changes do you need to make in your marriage and family life that would be in place when you come back from this vacation, wherever or whatever it is, so that you guys don't get to the place where she feels so exhausted, burned out, and hollowed out once you come back. The other piece here, as far as the discussion goes, you know, I would like you not to be in a position where you're saying yes or no to her idea, but rather to say, let's sit down with our budget and figure out how we could make whatever happen, happen. Because you need to let the facts be the deciding factor here, not your feelings, right? You know, because it will often happen where husbands and wives, rather than letting the facts of their situation speak for themselves, they step in the way and they say, well, we're not going to do it because I say so. And that's always a foolish position to be in. You know, either you have the money or you don't. And, you know, if you sit down with her and your budget and say, honey, I'm having a hard time adding these numbers up in a way that makes sense to me. Can you show me how to do it? Because I would love nothing more than to give you exactly what you're looking for. I'm just having a hard time with this. Show me how you see it working. And let her work the math so that she can either come up with ways that it can work or admit to herself that, okay, no, we can't do this. But then go back instead of saying, well, I guess we can't do anything. All right, fine, then we'll just sit around and stare at each other and be miserable. But go instead of that, go back to what I was saying before, where you say, well, now look, you were hoping we could get X, Y, and Z from that kind of vacation as opposed to the ideas that I was proposing. How else could we do that? You know, do we need to just go away, you and I, for a weekend together? Do we need to do, you know, what? You know, generate ideas that would help you get the same benefit that she's hoping to get by going on this cruise.
One of the things that sort of puts a lot of question marks in my mind, now, my kids aren't involved in Little League baseball. There are a lot of other activities that go on in my kids' lives, but that's not one of them, so I may be ignorant of some facts here. But I'm pretty sure that baseball has some off months, like the whole winter. And so I'm concerned that in 5 years there's been nothing that is a trade-off in this situation. You've got, you know, months and months and months of preseason, full season, postseason stuff going on for Little League Baseball. And maybe down in Texas you do it all year, I don't know. But if there's no time off, and I would think in Little League they'd give the kids some time off, that mom's getting her needs met or the family's coming together in something other than baseball, that's not just, boy, the baseball schedule is really harsh. That's, and when we're not doing that, I'm neglecting the rest of the family, or the family just wanders off and does its own thing. I think this is going to take a lot more than just a vacation, although we do need to jumpstart mom back into this before she slides into a really deep depression, because I just can't go on, and that kind of anger that you're talking about is all really part and parcel of a depression happening. A lot of people think anger has nothing to do with depression, but it does.
So here's the thing I want you to focus on, all right? When you come back from this vacation, or once you settle this like, plan for the vacation, I want you to take another read of the situation. If your wife still feels like she can't go on and that she's really fed up or frustrated, I'd like you to look at two resources. One, Retrovi, which we were talking about before, and you might say, well, gosh, I don't think things are so bad that we need... Well, you know, look, it's just an opportunity to open up those lines of communication and start understanding each other a little bit better. But I'd also recommend that you'd get in touch with us to find out more about the Pastoral Solutions Institute telephone counseling practice, to just kind of establish those structures in your marriage and family life that would help you feel like you were taking care of each other instead of just constantly giving and giving and giving to things outside of the home. Because I think that what's really going on ultimately is that the two of you don't have enough structures in place for your marriage and for your family life to thrive, because you're running around doing too many activities. And because you haven't been doing that basic marriage and family maintenance, your tank has gone dry. And you didn't realize it until it was already so dry that she's talking about not being able to handle it anymore. So having let it get to that place, you might need a little extra professional assistance to fill that tank back up and get it set up. It's sort of like, we run on liquid propane out here in the woods, right? And we try to keep an eye on it. They always tell us to call them whenever it gets down to about 20% in that tank. Sometimes we forget, right? And it all runs out completely. You know, trying to boil some water, and all of a sudden there isn't any flame. Well, when that happens, you actually have the guy come out and not just fill up the tank, but turn everything off and reboot it all for you. Otherwise, you blow up the house. Well, same thing's going to happen here. You let the tank get a little bit too empty, and maybe, just maybe, you're going to need a professional to kind of help you reboot things. If that's the case, you know where to find us at exceptionalmarriages.com. Or just call to make an appointment at 740-266-6461. That's the Pastoral Solutions Institute's telephone counseling appointment line. Answers 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 740-266-6461. That's all the time we've got for today's program. I want to thank you for allowing us to walk with you during this part of your faith journey. If you'd like to learn more about our resources, our books, our telephone counseling practice, all that other good stuff, check us out online at exceptionalmarriages.com. We'll be here tomorrow taking your calls, responding to your questions, and sharing your insights. Until then, get out there and love the Lord
with all your heart, mind, and strength.
God bless you, everybody. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Heart, Mind, and Strength with Greg and Lisa Popcheck. Heart, Mind, and Strength is brought to you in part by CatholicBusinessPages.com, building community one business at a time. CatholicBusinessPages.com. Heart, Mind, and Strength is produced by Ave Maria Radio and is supported by the generosity of listeners like you. Tune in every weekday at noon, 11 Central, for more faith-filled answers to life's difficult questions on Heart, Mind, and Strength.
Would you like a copy of this program? If you miss a part of this program or want to hear it again, Ave Maria programming can be made yours when you order. Just call 734-930-4506. Within a few weeks, you'll receive a copy of this show and any others you want to order on CD. Call 734-930-4506.
Hi, this is Father John Ricardo, inviting you to join me as we explore some of the deepest questions that arise in our hearts. Questions that shape the way we think, the way we speak, and the way we live. For all of these questions, Christ is the answer.
Father John Ricardo has begun a new Theology on Tap series for young adults. The overall topic is relationships. The subject of our program this week is friendships. Also discussed were using another person, love, temperance, sensuality, lust, and abstinence. Listen to Christ is the Answer Wednesday evenings at 8, Saturday afternoons at 5, and Sunday mornings at 11 on 990 WDEL, 1440 WMIX, and AveMariaRadio.net on the Internet. Christ is the Answer is brought to you by the Ave Maria Communications Guild.
Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the image of the invisible God.
He points us to our destiny. He reveals the dignity of the human person. He is the one who makes known the Father. Christ is the answer.
Today's programming on 990 WDEO is brought to you in part by our day sponsor, the Metro Detroit chapter of the Couple to Couple Link. Many natural family planning classes are starting this December in the Detroit Ann Arbor area. To find a class near you, go to ccli.org. You can be